Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. Warning, Pastor Scheidbach is not politically correct, and even more shocking, he is a Christian who uses the word God and prays in Jesus' name in public.
Hello, I'm Jerry Scheidbach, brain masseur. Are you ready for your great man of massage?
Truth, served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Paul Revere's lantern lighter here, lighting the lamps of the church belfry arch, singing the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Communist coup update continues. Have you followed the mainstream media's hysteria about the Tea Party movement? Man, are they paranoid or what? The insults, the outright lies being told about Tea Party advocates is, well, it's getting old. I mean, it's the same old left-wing attack strategies they've been using for some years now. I'm going to overview the MSM, Marxist Socialist Media, treatment of the Tea Party movement. And I'm going to use individual comments that are reflective of what was being said generally all over the mainstream media. You have noticed that, haven't you? It is amazing how the Marxist Socialist Media, with the usual exception of Fox, all of them speak with the same voice. I mean, it's like ABC, NBC, CNN, CBS, what else is out there? WETA, all of them spin their stories from shared talking points, don't they? Anyway, my source for what follows is a video compilation of the broadcasts and the persons who are going to be cited here. And you could call in for the link and then see it for yourself. Also, you'll notice that a few days after each broadcast, the transcripts are being posted with the broadcast on our website, santamarialighthouse.org. And it's got all the documentations, footnoted, the whole thing. Anyway, we start with Dan Harris, ABC, dismissing the Tea Party movement as, quote, not really a grassroots movement, end quote, even saying it was a front for corporate interests. Wow. Of course, the way they do this is they say, you know, quote, some on the left say, end quote. But when you listen, they present it as statement of fact. Quote, not all as homegrown as it may seem, end quote. Well, then we have Chuck Todd on NBC dismissing the rallies as, quote, organized anti-Obama rallies, end quote. And then NPR's Nina Totenberg on WETA says they are, quote, cockamamie, end quote, and denigrates them as nothing more than, quote, a good stunt, end quote. However, when a Republican took Kennedy's old seat in Massachusetts, the hysteria began to set in. And with liberals, this usually begins by becoming nasty. And, hey, nasty is the operative word here. Let's go to Anderson Cooper of CNN 360. He's interviewing Gergen. And I didn't catch the other gentleman's name that was also in the interview. But anyway, I'm sorry about that. But Gergen is saying something about the Tea Party movement being a phenomenon of political losers feeling like outsiders try to find their voice. And then CNN's Anderson Cooper says, quote, hard to talk while you're teabagging, end quote. And then I noticed Gergen yucking it up. I began to wonder, something being said here that I'm not catching? And then I noticed everybody seemed to pick up on this teabagging thing, you know? And even many Tea Party followers used the expression. So I thought, well, I don't know. Anyway, I heard Rush make a veiled allusion to it, meaning something vile. Well, anyway, I finally checked into it, and yep, it's about certain male parts being put in the mouth. And so now I understand what Anderson Cooper of CNN was saying and why that perverse man Gergen, who obviously knew exactly what Cooper of CNN meant, yucked it up. And so please, my dear fellow Tea Party friends, don't use that expression anymore. But isn't it interesting that these sewer-hearted, foul and vile people would, well, I guess it's understandable. These sorts of people would be aware of that sort of thing. Went right over my head. But think about it. I mean, listen, really, for Anderson Cooper of CNN, by the way, in the mainstream media, to say something like this, it's absolutely reprehensible. It's disgusting. I mean, it really is a revelation of just how perverse these people are, how low, how crude, how filthy they are in their mind and heart. What corrupted souls are these? And they get away with making such a vile and filthy remark, insulting with it literally hundreds of thousands of patriotic Americans who love liberty and freedom and simply want to participate in their government. You know, like free people ought to. And who are very concerned that this administration especially is shutting them out. But I mean, this sort of filthy and insulting remark from the mouth of Anderson Cooper is acceptable, apparently, to CNN. And look how readily the rest of the liberals picked up on it. Next, we come to Janine Garofalo with Olbermann on his countdown show on MSNBC. And she calls Tea Party adherents, quote, nothing but a bunch of teabagging rednecks, end quote. And there was just a little something in her tone and the smirk that accompanied teabagging that, well, caught my attention then, and perhaps now I understand. Oh, she also said, by the way, that the Tea Party movement was, quote, about hating a black man, end quote. Really? She said that? I heard a talk show caller recently go on and on about how conservatives call liberals names, you know, like idiot. And then she rambled on about it angrily and then came back to saying they call us names like, well, the idiot. I guess that's the only one she could actually think of. Anyway, if anyone wonders why conservatives tend to view progressives, at least many of them, as idiots, well, it's this sort of thing. And good night. Talk about name calling. Huh. We conservatives have been putting up with progressives calling us names. I mean, what, like murderers? Oh, yeah. When we opposed Clinton's policies, you know, the nation was told conservatives want to kill old people and make them eat dog food. Oh, yeah. And here's a favorite, Neanderthals. They love that one. Just to name a few, and I have time to go further into it. But this has been going on for decades. So you started it. Anyway, Carville comes out with, quote, these teabaggers, and, end quote, and describes them as, quote, a bunch of 75-year-old cranky white guys mad about everything, end quote. Well, hey, Lib. What does that sound like to you? And of course, sewer-hearted, potty-mouthed Bill Mayer made it very clear that there was something about the expression teabagger that I didn't know. And he was with Jay Leno on The Tonight Show, dismissed the Tea Party adherents as teabaggers, called them loons, and went on to say, quote, Sarah Palin screaming about death panels. You know, Sarah, if we were killing off useless people, you'd be the first to know, end quote. How does that sound to you, liberal? But that's what we expect from a sewer-hearted, potty-mouthed Bill Mayer. Hey, that's pretty good, you know. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So, you know, from a sewer heart comes a potty. Anyway, as the Tea Party movement grew and refused to wither under the withering glare of the liberal elite snobs in the mainstream media, well, they began to get more nervous. They began to suggest the Tea Party was a bunch of gun-toting white supremacists who pose a real danger to society. Very interesting. Epithets like, quote, angry mob, end quote, and, quote, anti-government, end quote, began to be used all over the media over and over and over. One character, I didn't get his name on CNN, here it is, Jim Acosta. He said, quote, take recession-raging conservatives and independents, add a Democrat in the White House, you get the Tea Party, end quote. Well, then CNN trots out some black talking heads to alarm us all that this is a racist movement with racist epithets being flung about. Which no one seems to provide any evidence for. You would think this characterized the movement by listening to them. I've been to, I think, three of these now, and I've heard none of this. And everyone I'm associated with would denounce it if it did occur. Now here comes old Tingle Legs Matthews on Hardball. He describes the Tea Party movement as a collage of birthers, truthers, secessionists, and then he says something unintelligible I can't make out, and then he says with emphasis, gun nuts, and then throws in Birchers. Then he says something that exposes, once again, the amazing shallowness of this man. He lumps all this together as representing the fundamentalists, a word liberals love to malign, regarding the Constitution, these, quote, original intent characters, end quote, as he put it. And he claims that these people would never have allowed civil rights to pass? You've got to be kidding me. You idiot. I just couldn't help myself. First, the Democrats are the ones who oppose civil rights in the main. The Republican conservatives supported it. I remind you, Matthews, it was a white Republican president who led the nation to adopt abolition. For liberals too dumbed down to know what I just said, it was a white Republican president who ended slavery in this country. Hello. You know what? Obama wants us to thank him. You heard about that? Right. He thinks we should thank him for taking our country to the very brink of national bankruptcy. Have you heard the newest estimates are that he has increased or will increase our deficit to $20 trillion? That's the deficit. That's the amount we don't have. That's after you consider everything we oh, my goodness. Yeah, right. Thanks a lot for that, buddy. But you know what really galls me? When is he going to thank the 300,000-plus white guys who died to set blacks free? Now, listen, think about it. This bugs me. These black leaders keep riding this guilt trip donkey, trying to make it out like white people today are responsible for what a relatively small group of crackers did over 100 years ago. And I'm done with that. Listen, it was white folk that spilled their blood to end slavery. Hey, now we can argue all day long about whether the so-called Civil War was about slavery or about Northern aggression. Now, I've spoken to that before. No war is fought for one reason. There are all sorts of interests that coalesce into a move to war. But nobody with sense can deny that on one side of that battle, slavery was an issue. And I've heard folks say that Lincoln used the slave issue to mask his real reason for leading us into the Civil War. Well, my answer is this. First, hey, he was campaigning against slavery long before he became president. And in fact, remember, it was the repeal of the Missouri Compromise that fired him up to get into the race. I don't have time to do a history lesson here. Suffice it to say, Abraham Lincoln was no hypocrite on that issue. And second, if in fact he used the slave issue to fire up his troops, what does that tell you about what was needed to get those folks motivated? Huh? It tells you that a whole lot of white folk didn't like slavery. And while I'm on this subject, if my black brothers, and we all come from Adam and we all have the same blood, if my black brothers and sisters in Adam want to take what a relatively small number of evil white slave owners did and extrapolate that, into an indictment against the entire white race, which is cowardly and a wicked thing to do, by the way, well then, hey, how about the fact that many, if not most, of the slaves brought over here were sold into slavery by your own black kinfolk? Oh yeah, a little something you don't like to talk about, huh? Well, I'm tired of this. If you're going to lay a guilt trip on all whites for what some whites did, well, then I say the black people are equally guilty for slavery, since some black people sold their own fellow blacks into slavery. Hey, well, that actually takes me into the next development of the MSM effort to marginalize a Tea Party movement by lies and distortions. Their usual method. They're trying to call it a racist movement. Okay, listen up. Have you noticed that the political leaders today, Clinton, Carter, even Obama, all these guys come from backgrounds of street protests, angry mob-type protests against the government? Have you ever heard of one of Pastor Jeremiah Wright's sermons, Obama's pastor? Hey, anybody out there stayed sober enough to remember the 60s? Har har. Remember the riots? Remember the bombings? Huh? Oh yeah, Obama's friend Bill Ayers and Patricia Dorn? Hey, wake up. Launch his Chicago political career in Bill Ayers' home. Come on! These people trashing the Tea Party movement, which is in fact, and certainly by comparison to what you liberals have pulled in your civil disobedience, your rock-throwing, your spitting on soldiers coming home from Nam. Man, this really ticks me off. You hypocrites have got nothing to say. You good-for-nothing liars, Obama pals with Black Panthers, and Bill Ayers, who only a year ago or so said he only regretted he did not set off more bombs, and you mainstream media bottom feeders blow that off like nothing. I wonder, when I hear Clinton and guys like Carter, you know who were there, I warn about the danger of the mob mentality of the Tea Party movement. What a joke you guys are. I mean, really. All you have to do is look at the trash that was left behind by the progressives after their Obama party when he was elected to office, to what was left behind in the way of trash after a Tea Party rally moves through. Well, any place, it's very telling. Anyway, you compare the conservative Tea Party rallies to the riots of the 60s by you liberals, and you tell me why you're so afraid of the militancy of the Tea Party movement, huh? Hey, you know, I think I know. Bible thump alert. Bible thump alert. Quote, the wicked flee when no man pursueth, end quote. Looking over your shoulder, are you? A little nervous you might get a little of your own back? Well, that's not our style. You can be sure that if conservatives ever did get to that place, you'd be talking Declaration of Independence in 1776, baby. Listen, liberal, you cannot take our rights away from us. No, sir, you cannot have them. You cannot have our First Amendment rights. You cannot have our Second Amendment rights. Well, you get the idea. But thank God in this country, we don't need to resort to bullets, do we? No, sir, we can launch our revolution at the ballot box, thank God. Remember, in November, I'll be right back.
How to know if you are a lights on or a lights off listener. If you find yourself suddenly feeling like someone turned on a bright light inside your head, and this is followed by a sense of euphoria, described by some as a feeling that you have just been enveloped into the warm and comforting embrace of the truth, then you are a lights-on listener. However, if you experience sudden bursts of rage, uncontrolled trembling of the lower lip, sweaty palms, and mental disorientation, then you are definitely a lights-off listener. Now that you know what symptoms to look for, call 888-770-8000 and leave your message. Is it lights on or lights off? Call 888-770-8000. The pastor is ready to receive your message. Your brain massage will continue in a moment. Freely you have received, freely give. We don't charge for the Brain Massage Show, but that doesn't mean we don't have to pay to air them on the radio. Many have asked if they can help. Thank you. If you'd like to join them, go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com and make your donation today, or mail it to Post Office Box 2803, Santa Maria, California, 93457. Any amount is welcome. Love him or hate him, the Brain Masseur is going to make you think. The Thought Provocateur is available on the web. Go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com. Satan is called the dragon and prince of the power of the air. The devil beware. Pastor Scheibach is on the air, swinging the sword of truth at the dragons of deceit, thrusting the blade of incisive insight into the belly of liberal lies, lies that blind man's mind in darkness. He wants to know if you have his back. Go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com and make your donation today, or mail it to Post Office Box 2803, Santa Maria, California, 93457. Stand by. The Brain Massage Show is about to blow your mind.
Hello, I'm Jerry Scheibach, Brain Masseur, and I'm ready to complete your brain massage for today. Well, I'm looking at the Tea Party movement, particularly at the irrational fear apparent in mainstream media and their counterparts in the White House and Capitol. Since most in the MSM, Marxist Socialist media today, and in the White House and the Capitol today are all either ideologically and or directly connected with the 60s anti-establishment movement, you know, that included riots, violence, bombings. Bill Ayers, anyone? Obama's bud? Isn't it intriguing that the people expressing worries about the menacing Tea Party movement are the people who are ideologically connected to the 60s violent protest movement, complete with spitting on our soldiers as they came home from war? Man, I tell you, I'm sick and tired of the hypocrisy coming from the left these days. Now, here's a great example, and I'll go on to my next point. MSNBC, Dylan Radigan, offers this little tidbit on the Tea Party movement. He observes that it, quote, has an integrity problem, as everybody, from birthers to open racists to outright Nazis, are actually on the team, and no one involved, including leadership, seems to mind that, end quote. Well, isn't that interesting? What have we been saying about the Dems and Obama now for, what, about 2 years? He's associated with Bill Ayers, Jeremiah Wright, Chicago Mafia, radical communists, and no one on the left seems to mind that. Well, guess what? Here is one Tea Partier who despises the Nazis, the white supremacists, the racists, of any color, by the way, as much as he despises hypocrites like Dylan Radigan. If he's going to give Obama a pass on his associations on the ground that Obama can't help who lives on his neighborhood block, right? Bill Ayers lives there, you know. But he can't see that a Tea Party rally is a public event to which the public is invited and cannot control who makes an appearance? Well, then, there you have it, as my darting dub would say. Now look, this is a brand new movement, and it really does not even have a cohesive leadership yet. And when that develops, well, there will be spokespersons for the movement who will address these sorts of things. And that takes me to another issue of concern to me. FreedomWorks is taking point on the Tea Party movement at present. Young movements need to mature, and it's apparent the leadership at FreedomWorks needs some seasoning. Apparently, some guy who works as a voice actor for Geico's commercials called in to FreedomWorks and left a message. He said, quote, "Hi there, I'm doing a paper about FreedomWorks, and I just have one more piece of information I need to get from you guys. I just need to know what the percentage is of people that are mentally retarded who work for the organization and who are members of it," end quote. And that's real cute. And so, like liberalism today. Any complaints out there about name-calling there? He concludes his message with this, quote, I'm wondering what your plans are, how to spin it when one of your members does actually kill somebody. Wondering if you've got a PR spinning routine planned for that, or are you just going to take it when it happens, end quote. Well, that's droll. Har, har, har. Isn't this weird? These people really believe the hype the liberal MSM, Marxist Socialist Media, is feeding them about the Tea Parties. You know, the progressives are far more inclined to get violent. I'll never forget the spectacle of a hippie chick beating a guy in a suit over the head with her sign that read, "Give peace a chance." Oh my, amazing. I remember the riots, the bombings, the kidnappings, the cop killings, the mobs chanting, "Off the pigs. You don't fool me, Lib Fibber. I know who you are." I get the calls that cuss me out, that threaten to ruin me, to report me to I don't know whom. I'm always amazed at how fascist these people are who go about calling us fascists. But here is a problem. This fellow called and left this bunch of hot air on the message center of Freedom Works, and the guy who leads it, I guess he's the leader of it, Matt Kibb, I think is how you pronounce his name, he gets all bent out of shape, writes a column for biggovernment.com, and oh my, he gives this fellow's phone number out and he encourages people to call him. Oh, good night. Now that's not only thin-skinned and petty, it's just plain wrong. And then going after the guy's job for this, I mean, that's low. Give me a... back off. I guess the guy did lose his job, by the way. And I think, you know, I think Kibb, if that's how you pronounce his name, I'm not even sure. I think Kibb should apologize to... Lance Baxter is his name, for behaving like an offended junior high kid. I should apologize to juniors. I think, actually, you're more mature than this. I mean, I should know. I worked as a principal for several years. Mr. Kibb should apologize and promise to never, never give out anybody's phone number like that ever again. I don't know, maybe... Mr. Kibb, give me a break here. If you can't take a bit of that kind of backlash... You are definitely not the one to be leading the Tea Party movement, let me tell you. So understand something here, my fellow Tea Party friends. It's a grassroots phenomenon. No one organized it. It just sprung up. And you know what? That's what really scares these libfibbers. And they are scrambling, trying to figure out what it is, how to identify, how to measure it, how to assess it, how to analyze it, so they can figure out how to handle it. Anyway, the same thing is true on our side, by the way. We're also trying to get a handle on exactly what this means. It does not have any defined leadership or direction at present. It's just a bunch of Americans who are fed up with the direction this country has been heading now for, well, really for a long time. You know what? If you want to know the truth, ever since Reagan left office, the Reagan conservatives have been without clear leadership for some time now. And I believe that is a major factor in this phenomenon. At least it's certainly a contributing factor. No one has really picked up the Reagan mantle. And it's not merely about someone with the charisma to do it. It's about someone with the clarity of vision and purpose and conservative convictions to do it, together with the ability to articulate that vision and do the verbal jujitsu that Reagan was so good at, turning the attacks of his opponents around on them. I love that. That's what we need today. And conservatives are getting restless for genuine leadership, and they're feeling more and more like it's not in the Republican Party. And the Republican Party had better wake up to this reality. Look, one thing that might develop out of the Tea Party movement is a strong impetus toward a third party. I mean, the Independent Party just does not provide a safe home for the average Tea Partier. What do I call us? Tea Party member? For the average Tea Partier. You know, the libertarian inclinations there are not going to sit well with those Tea Partiers who are devoted to overturning Roe and stopping the killing of babies in the womb and want to control pornography and junk like that. So we turn to the Republican Party. But some of us are just wondering more and more if we're not going to just do another do-si-do and end up right back where we are. Quayle, I love him, does not want the Tea Party to form a third party. Well, then, let me tell you something. Michael Steele's going to have to go. That kind of junk doesn't sit well with us. Furthermore, you've got to stop with the rhinos already, and you're not going to do that. The Republican insiders are committed to Republican Party control of the government, and not to core conservative principles that are important to us conservatives. In this way, the Republicans are no different from the Democrats. The entire deal on both sides is about which party apparatus gets to control the levers of power. And then secondary to that is what they want to do, what their agenda is relative to their core values. You know, having power is what drives their behavior, and that's why they get lost when they get the power, because it becomes about keeping the power. And then they're easily persuaded that unless they compromise on this or that conviction, they're going to lose their power. And you know what? I'm done with that. I have often warned about the problems inherent in a three-party system, and the big one is that in that situation, you never have a case where you have a majority of the American people defining their future through their representatives. A party can get control of the levers of power with only a little over a third of the vote. And yet, you know what? That's already begun to happen. If you're paying attention, the nation is split up into so many factions. It is at a place now where we're going to have to put together some kind of a conservative party that can make its case to the American people effectively. And really, if you look at the polls, they show that overall, Americans view themselves as middle right, not middle left. All right, I've got to begin a wrap-up on this exciting show. Tom Paulkin served on Ronald Reagan's White House staff, and I think he's now, or he has served, as chairman of the Republican Party in Texas. Anyway, he's warning us that the anticipated, big Republican revolution might be wishful thinking. He sees that many conservatives are balking at supporting Republicans, fearful they will disappoint us again. I'm telling you, it's getting serious. I mean, you can use that old, what's your alternative bit only so many times before, you see, people of principle at some point are going to dig their heels in and say, you know what, no more of this. What I'm saying is it might be necessary to form a third party in order to save Reagan conservatism because it's getting totally dismantled in the current Republican regime. It certainly might be necessary to provide a home for God-fearing Christian patriots because, you know what, I'm not sure we have a home right now. In fact, I'm not altogether sure either party wants us, quite frankly. It might be time to form a Christian conservative party. Something like what Alexander Hamilton envisioned. There's something to think about. Well, folks, I've lit the lights in the belfry arch that signaled the enemy is on the march. You call in and let me know that you see the lights are on. Call 1-888-770-8000. That number again is 1-888-770-8000 and say lights on if you agree with me and say lights off if you disagree with me. You can reach me by email. Go to santamarialighthouse.org. It's all one word, lowercase. You know the drill. santamarialighthouse.org. Click on the contact us button and then write a message to me. Also note, we are posting the transcript to each show with the audio of each show on our website now. The transcript gets posted 2 or 3 days after the radio is broadcast for obvious reasons. But the transcript provides all the footnotes and all the documentation for every fact I assert. Of course, my own opinions are my own opinions. Again, contact me by email. Go to santamarialighthouse.org. Click on the Contact Us button and write a message to me. Or call 1-888-770-8000 and say lights on if you agree, lights off if you disagree. God bless you. God save America. I'll see you in church.
Are you enjoying your brain massage today? Are your passions stirred? Your mental juices flowing? Call 888-770-8000 and leave your message for Pastor Scheibler. What will it be today? Lights on or lights off? Call 888-770-8000. Go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com for an archive of great brain massage shows that you can download and distribute to others free of charge. If you want to give us a gift to help with broadcasting costs, go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com and click on the donate button or mail it to Post Office Box 2803, Santa Maria, California, 93457. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. The Brain Massage Show is ready to go. Get ready. Your brain is about to get a massage. For a complete brain massage experience, go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com. The brain masseur is waiting to massage your brain with scintillating insights. Satan is called the dragon and prince of the power of the air. The devil beware. Pastor Scheibach is on the air, swinging the sword of truth at the dragons of deceit, thrusting the blade of incisive insight into the belly of liberal lies, lies that blind man's mind in darkness. He wants to know if you have his back. Go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com and make your donation today or mail it to Post Office Box 2803, Santa Maria, California, 93457.